On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, how have you been?
I've been good. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Calm down. And I'll probably see you in a couple more. Yeah, so there's that. And what else is new? Oh, things, I suppose. If you turn on the television, you'll see something new. Every hour, day, I don't know, whatever it is. But, yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. But I try to catch a little bit of news, just a little bit. I don't understand people that sit there and watch hours and hours and hours of news and saturate themselves. It's just too much. I get a feel. I want some headlines and, you know, I can go from there. I don't need to watch talking heads breaking down every story all the time. It's just a little too much. Yes, I have to say this. I have to tell you something. This is very important. If you only listen to the first 3 minutes of this show, or 5 minutes, whatever, however long I'm speaking about this first subject, just then walk away. Walk away, because this is the show right here. This is the show. It's unbelievable. I don't even know who to tell about this. If only three people even hear this story, it's going to be a failure. I think I have to go bigger. Even Facebook's not big enough. I don't know what to do about this story, but it's major. It's a major thing I have found out, and it's 100% true because it happened to me and I took screenshots and it's a thing. Okay, I backed it up. What happened? And listen, I know I'm building it up like, you know, the end of the world. Not really. And maybe some people already know this, but I didn't know this and I was shocked. And it has nothing to do with Facebook or Facebook Messenger eavesdropping because I heard that was a thing before. Okay, well, explain to me this, okay? I was in Boston and I was talking with someone about where they worked and they told me it was a place called Production Plus in Indiana. Okay. And it sounded very interesting. You know, they ship people in from all over the country to go to these auto shows. This is the New England car show. And you see the people that are working there. They're very good looking. They're young. They're dressed nice. They don't sound like they're from here. Immediately I noticed that. So I talked to a couple of them and found out, you know, where they were from. You have Pittsburgh, you have Indiana. Okay, then they fly out. So they're no one local, no pressure to buy a car, so forth. However, I wanted to write myself a note, and I didn't feel like texting. I have trouble with the texting, my fingers. I don't like texting. I'd rather just make a little video of myself giving myself notes. And I know there's an app for that, so stop telling me that. I know everybody tells me. I don't know what it is. I don't care. Whatever. This is easier for me. Whatever's easier, I'm going to do. You're going to do. So I said in Production Plus Indiana, because I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know. Okay. From that short little clip of words, the video, within 3 minutes, I don't know, the next time, a couple of minutes, I looked to see the temperature. And if you have an Android, you slide to the left from your, you know, regular screen here. You slide to the right, I'm sorry, slide to the right, and you see Google, and then it has like a top story, and then a little ways down it has weather, temperature. Okay, as I'm scrolling down to see the temperature, what hits me in the face, okay? More about Indianapolis. What? Okay, they think I'm going to Indianapolis. They're telling me trip suggestions, tourist attractions. They listened to my personal recording on my phone. Okay, personal recording. That wasn't a Facebook Messenger. That wasn't a FaceTime. That wasn't a Skype. That was not a Hangout. I wasn't talking to anybody else. I made my own personal recording of a couple of words. Okay? Do you believe that? Can you believe that? I can't even believe that. They thought I was, it's eavesdropping on me. I took a screenshot of the More About Indianapolis. Okay. Okay. So Google is somehow listening to me. They're listening to me right now because I do record this on my handheld. So they must get a kick out of me all the time. I don't know where they go with it. But that, and it might be the other thing, because it doesn't seem to happen any other time, and it happened then, I was using the Wi-Fi of that building, which is the Heinz, or whatever, not the Heinz, wherever they do the car show and those boat shows and that place, okay, near the waterfront. I was using their Wi-Fi. So that, I just thought of that. That might be something else, because I wasn't on data and I wasn't at home using my own Wi-Fi. I was using their Wi-Fi, which you, when you go to a public hotspot, you know, they're listening. They could grab your information, passwords, anything. So I think it's connected. So if you're out, okay, and making any kind of a video out in the world and you're hooked onto Wi-Fi, maybe if you shut your Wi-Fi off and did it, okay. But that, it was like a transmission. It was a transmission I did to a search engine, to my phone, to a search engine, to the Boston people. They're all listening, okay? The only way for them not to listen then is to get off your Wi-Fi, get on your data, unless it's your home Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, public hotspots. This is a revelation. You're welcome. So I mentioned that I was in Boston, which is true, and went someplace else. I'd never been there, a few places, but one was the Boston Public Market. That place is awesome. I've never been in. I might have walked by or been by, but you know what? That was great. There's really earthy, crunchy, hippie kind of people in there. A lot of them, not everybody, but it's primarily that type of crowd, young people. And they're making fresh donuts. I got a fresh donut. They have a whole area where there's fresh tea, all kinds of teas. And I got a lavender lip balm. I love lavender. As you know, anything lavender. I tried to find lavender tea. They had it, but it had cloves in it, and I don't want that. They had, oh my gosh, they had a whole selection of craft beer. I have never seen so much. And I mean, better than Trader Joe's, better than a liquor store, practically. I honestly, I've never heard of some of these things. They had all these flavors and names, and you just want to get them. Now, the prices are kind of up there, though. That's the thing, so I didn't get any of those. And also wine, tons of wine, hard liquor. I don't even know. I mean, it was amazing, the stuff that they had there. And then there's this whole food part where they have, you know, farms, which are, you know, locally grown. That's the big sell for Boston Public Market. And there's, like, beef and tongues and goats meats. I don't know. It's all kinds of weird stuff that maybe you'd think was good. There's a whole area to sit down and eat. I mean, you can walk in there for free and just look around, and you should, because it's really cool. There's $300 salad bowls made from wood, from trees, which I talked to the woman there, and she said they're trees that have already fallen down. So they're not chopping down trees. These are trees that are, you know, resourcing them, something. Anyway, so I don't want a $300 salad bowl. I don't know what I would do with it. I told her if I ever have a beautiful apartment, like in town or something, and I'm worthy of this expensive salad bowl, then I for sure would get it to show off to my fancy friends, I guess, and talk about Boston Public Market. But, you know, where I am now, it's not so much of a big deal. And I have other plans. If I had $300, it's not going to be to get a super duper cool salad bowl. So the other place that I did go in Boston that day was the Union Oyster House. Never been there, heard of it forever. And wow, the history, when you walk in that place, it's old. I mean, they did have a fire there, I think a year or two. I think, no, it was actually last summer. But anyway, it's history. It's wow. There's beams of olden wood, speaking of wood. And there's little plaques on the wall, little gold plaques of all the famous people that have been there. And I read almost all of them. And every name got more exciting and impressive. And of course, John Kennedy and Daniel Webster. And of course, Daniel Webster, I had to go home the next day and watch The Devil and Daniel Webster from 1941, which I had never seen, which was a really creepy movie. But it was good. But it was, you know, 1941. Things were different then. And it was supposed to take place even earlier. So, But Daniel Webster, there's a house in Marshfield. Apparently that is his estate. Never been there. So close. But yeah, back to the Union Oyster House. So the clam chowder was very good. I sat in the John F. Kennedy booth. They call it the Kennedy booth. And I didn't sit there to eat, but I just like made sure I sat and dragged my butt across both sides so I could sit exactly where John F. Kennedy sat. And I think that's cool. I didn't know that he was there. Obama was there. Dustin Pedroia. I mean, he was like maybe the least impressive name on the plaques. But you get it. You get it. David Cross was one of my favorite names, a comedian. Wow, he was there. Like, you have to go there. And then if you're famous, you get a plaque, which is better in a way than a big signed picture. You can get a gold plaque, like the kind you put on trophies and stuff. Keep it coming, love. Keep it coming, Trump, with all your stuff. And one of the latest, and I know I'm behind because Saturday Night Live already talked about it, and they do. They're funny. I think they're good. Jessica Chastain was on last weekend. It was good. Anyway, I just want to talk briefly about Stormy Daniels. Okay, so before the election, she was paid off $130,000 to keep her quiet. You know, hush money. You've heard of it. Have you not? I mean, if you're a Trump fan or you're not, you know what hush money is. Okay, and there's a record of that. So that happened. She gave an interview in 2011, which is before she was signing the NDC, which is non-disclosure something. See, non-NDC, non-disclosure commitment? I don't know. Well, anyway, I don't Google all the time. I go by what I think, like Donald Trump does. I just speak words, you know, although I'm not president. So who cares, right? Exactly. I do podcasts. I'm not running the world. Okay, so there's a big difference there. However, back to Stormy Daniels. Yeah, so was it campaign money that was used to pay her off before the election, the night before? You're talking November 2016? That's a huge no-no. That's bigly. That's tremendous. Yeah, and all those words. Yeah, so if that comes out, again, but you know what? Does it matter? That's like a Wednesday. It's not even a big deal anymore. And no matter what he does, it's like, oh, yeah, well, everybody does that. Everybody does that. Oh, really? Well, speaking of everybody does that, so have you heard? Yeah, last weekend, I guess Sunday night, was the premiere of a Fox Television documentary. Can you see my little air quotes there? You didn't see them, but, you know, I sort of tried to say it like there was air quotes. Well, they have a new series called Scandalous, which I didn't even know about, but my right-wing religious aunt told me about that I should watch it because it's like she's pro-Trump and everything, and I don't get it. But whatever, I told her before. I said, you know what, auntie? He is not a godly man. She said, you don't know his heart. Ha! Okay, well, anyway, that aside. So, Fox Television about Bill Clinton. Okay, really, really? Oh, so he was a terrible person 20 years ago. And you know, it's merely a distraction. Trump is terrible now, okay? What does it do now? How is Clinton relevant again? Fox, you're gasping at straws. Okay, because it's irrelevant. You're going to do 7 weeks of this, so every Sunday night we can be right cozy in front of our TVs looking at Bill Clinton and all his scandals, because it's called Scandalous. Yeah, you know what? He did terrible things. He was not a good person, probably. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China or the fact that Donald Trump is a reprehensible con artist? That's probably racist. That's very much against women. I mean, come on. I think these people, they have so much pride that they voted for this loser that they're not going to back down. But remember, pride comes before the fall, okay? So when it all comes tumbling down, are you still going to stand by and say, well, I guess he had me fooled too? That's all you can say. You can't really stand behind this behavior, okay? Because that makes you wrong also, okay? Newsflash. Thank you. Yes, so Katy Perry is going to do yet another Super Bowl halftime show. I'm pretty sure she already did one. I mean, I think so. So they're getting her back again? I don't know. I mean, I like her older stuff, but this new stuff, I'm not feeling it. I'm really, really not feeling it. I don't know who else they could have got, but maybe everybody else is charging too much and her fees have dropped. I'm not sure. But that aside, whatevs, Patriots are in the Super Bowl again. Holla! That's right. Did you watch the game? Because I watched some of it. I did. I streamed it on Xfinity on my laptop. Didn't even have to sit down in front of a television. I did notice there was a slight delay. Maybe I hit the pause button by accident and had to resume because you still get the commercials. But thought it was a very exciting game. And I wasn't even that worried. I wasn't worried at all. It was halftime and they were down. And then the third quarter, they're still down by more. Oh, whatever, you know. Tom Brady, the guy looks 20 and he's 40. You tell me something's not going on there. Human growth hormones, something, I don't know. Somebody said, well, he goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night. Oh, really? Well, so that's a secret? Oh, wow. So, why don't old people look young then? They go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, probably. I don't think that makes any sense. However, did you ever think of the theory that maybe he sold his soul to the devil? I mean, that's probably not a thing, even though, watch Daniel and Daniel Webster. No, Daniel. Devil. The devil and Daniel Webster. Yeah, that. The movie, okay? Which is about a guy, not Daniel Webster, though. Some other guy had sold his soul. He made a deal with the devil so he'd have all this money and be, you know, rich, and that would cure his problems. But when, after 7 years, time's up. So he'd have a trial. That reminds me of that movie with Max von Sydow, The Seventh Seal, where he had to play chess with death or something. Yeah, that was a good movie, too. That's probably better than the Devil and Daniel Webster. I can't talk. Why am I doing this? I should do this in a day. I can't talk. But anyway, so you know what? I'm not like superstitious necessarily or religious necessarily. Not really. But if there was such a thing, like all these Illuminati people think, okay, how come the Patriots can't lose? Okay, why is that? Why is Tom Brady like throws magical footballs? I don't know. Do you think there's a deal? He has a gorgeous wife, gorgeous kids, all this money, very famous, very looks very young. Maybe he's going to live forever. I don't know. And I think he likes Trump. It's even more confusing because how does Trump play into this with Jared Kushner as the Antichrist? You see these theories that Tory thinks about when Tory has too much free time? Well, again, what is up? I'm not saying I don't like Tom Brady because I think he's awesome. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to sell your soul to the devil. I mean, if he did it and he's getting all this glory, I mean, he's going to have to pay up someday. I don't know. But don't they say, you know, it's better to rule in hell than serve in heaven? I don't think it really works that way, but I guess we'll all find out someday. I think it's more of a cosmic thing. You go out into the universe and that's where you exist because your energy does go somewhere. I don't think it's necessarily a religious place with demons or angels, but I think there's definitely some energy place. Okay, anyway, that's enough of that because you're going to turn me off right now. If you haven't already, hello? Like baby sound effects. You can get those on the internet. That's not a real baby. I mean, it is a real baby someplace, but it's not this place, okay? Just type in baby sound effects. Find your own. Whatever. There's tons of them. I don't even know what it means. Are we supposed to listen to them? A baby's supposed to listen to them? A dog's supposed to listen to them? I don't know. But that's not what I want to talk about, okay? Never mind that. Stop thinking about that right now. What I do want to mention is, you know what? Babies smell good. They have that baby smell. People have always said that, and it's true. I agree. Baby smell. So, how about this? Why can't we have a baby smell perfume or baby smell air freshener? And I don't mean powder, baby powder, because it's different. Then, because there are powders, powder deodorants, for goodness sake. I'm talking about the smell babies have. It's a smell, okay? And I just think that there could be something like that. Or a new baby car smell, perhaps. Baby car. But you know, when you get in a car, a new car, it could be a new baby smell. I don't know. But that's a thing, and maybe it's already a thing because if you ever watched Seinfeld, and who hasn't? If you haven't, go watch it. What's wrong with you? That was done in the 90s. You're missing all the in jokes. Anyway, Seinfeld, remember there was a smells like the ocean cologne? They should just have that. And Jerry's like, oh, smell like the ocean. That's the smell you don't want to have. You go home and shower when you get home from the beach. You don't want to smell like that. But no, 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 no. So they created the ocean fragrance, or someone did. But you know what? There was one already. I looked about 10 years ago and bought some myself. There actually is a beach spray, perfume, cologne, whatever. And it's great. To me, it smells like sand and surf and a little bit of sunscreen or something, maybe. I don't know. It's definitely, it was good. I could only afford a sample size, and I never bought any more. The sample was enough. Then I moved on with my life and decided other smells were good, too. Name that theme. Oh, you better know that's the Olympics, dude. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, so the Winter Games are coming up on Friday, February 9th in Pyeongchang. That's like in Korea, but the good part of Korea, which is the South. Isn't that opposite of like America, where the South's the bad and the North is good? Yeah, well, it's just backwards in Korea because they're backwards. Anyway, yeah. So it's February 9th to February 25th. And let me just say this about that. Don't you hate when people say that? I do, but I say it. Anyway, the Winter Games, to me, are the best games. Okay? Way better than the summer. And the Winter Games are better because they're faster. Really? Think about it. Okay? You have skiing, which is really fast. You got luge. And that bobsled and speed skating. It even has the name in it, speed. It's all about fast, okay? What about the biathlon where you're skiing and shooting guns at targets? Okay, what's that about, huh? Curling, love curling. There's not really anything fast about curling, but it's so awesome to watch. It's mesmerizing. I just want to curl. I can't tell if I want to push the broom or if I want to slide the big ball down the ice. I can't figure out which I'd be good at. You know, you got to go really fast with that broom, the sweeping. But you got to have the good eye and that just that right touch. Anyway. So, yeah. Bobsledding. Yeah. You know what? You can get killed in some of this stuff. Ski jumping. You go right off a thing and you land, okay? And then forget about the thing where you're the freestyle skiing. You're doing flips and bebopping and scatting all around, right? On the sled, whatever it is. Okay, that's fast and exciting, and it's cold and crisp, and oh, it's so good to watch. What do you get in the summer games, huh? What's so fast about that? You can only run so fast. You can only swim so fast, okay? You don't have anything helping you, okay? Plus, you get the figure skating. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. Ice dancing. Oh, you know what? That's all you should even watch. If you're just going to pick an Olympics, watch the Winter Games. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. By the end of it, the closing ceremonies, I'm emotional. I'm in tears. It's over. I want more, and I have to wait 4 years to get more. It's like a presidency, huh? So, but you know what? They used to do it every 4 years, summer and winter. I remember because I was growing up, and you had to wait 4 years for both. Then some genius, and I don't say that sarcastically, I mean a very smart person, decided to stagger it every 2 years. So you alternate summer, winter. Okay, so we only have to wait 2 years to see games. However, I still like the winter one, so I'm still waiting 4 long years. And I have such good memories of past winter games. And I've actually been to 2 Olympics. I've been to the summer games and I've been to the winter games, both when they were held in the United States. It's a fact. It's a fun Tory fact. I was at the 1976. Well, like, actually, they weren't in the United States because 76 was Montreal. Yeah, so that's like, right, it's not that far. It's Canada. It's over the border. You could get there. You didn't have to take a plane or anything. We drove. Okay, so the summer games were 76. Greg Louganis was the big guy there, I think, was one of them, because we saw diving. I got to see diving. Big deal. But it was fun. It was a big deal because you're in another country. You didn't need a passport back then. And I'm at the Olympics. Hello? Then 4 short years later, I was at the Winter Games in Lake Placid. Okay, that was the big hockey sensation where we beat Russia. My brother and dad saw that game. I got to see a different game. I saw Russia and Canada, I think. And all I remember is it was sad because, let me just tell you, if I can even say it, it's sad but funny. Okay, I'm laughing at the sadness of the funniness, if that makes sense. There was a little group of Russians, okay, in the audience. They had their little flags and their pride in their country. Yay, yay. And they would drown out, "Boo, shut up, get out of here," by all the Americans around them. I swear it happened. And it was funny because I'm not even an adult myself watching this. Is this how life works, really? Because Russians are bad? Well, technically, right now they are. You know, science good, Russia bad is how I just want to make a diagram or a meme or something and throw it on everyone's wall that likes Trump. Because anyway, yeah. So, Olympics coming up. Next month, be there or be square or be a circle, because there's like 5 circles and it's awesome. Tori's pet peeve. Yeah, well, okay, this week, the peeve is Facebook. Okay, Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. That should be everyone's peeve at all times, probably. Whatever, and I'm not going to jump on the big story, how, they're going to let us control what we think is worth looking at. In a way, I'll just touch on it real quick. In my opinion, and I don't know a lot about it because I haven't really dug deep into the backstory of it and the pros and the cons, but on the surface, what it appears to me is happening is Facebook says they're going to give us the control about what we see. I mean, what we choose to read and look at. Does that mean they're going to throw everything on there for us to decide what's real and what's not? All the garbage and fake news and Russian bots and everything, is that going to stay on? Because we're just going to say, oh, well, I don't think that's real, so I don't want to read it. Instead of censoring and taking off stuff that, oh, they don't think it's real, so they don't put it on there for us. It's because... I don't like that, if that's it. And if you didn't understand what I meant, I hope you did, because it's complicated, I guess. But my pet peeve is a personal Facebook pet peeve, okay? It's not anything on the news and about everybody else. This is, all right, listen up. I can't see some of my Facebook friends' posts, okay? They're hiding stuff from me. I know they are. I don't know why. A lot of times I just see the public symbol, like, okay, that's for everybody. And then I don't see anything new from them with the little friends, the little heads, those little heads, which means that's for friends, or the little asterisks, which means it's custom. Even I see a lot of custom stuff, which means I feel privileged because that's just a small amount of people or a certain amount of people that are seeing that. No. And some people I can't even post on their wall. Why do you have no Facebooks? I can't post anything. Stop it. Stop that. People aren't spamming your wall. If they're your friends on your list, you trust them, leave them there. You're afraid they're going to talk about you behind your back and then you'll have to come back and say, oh, now I got to erase it. Everyone read what a jerk I am. I mean, really, really. I mean, it's trying to get to the analysis of behind why you don't let your friends post on your wall. Anyway, I can't see some stuff. But you know what? If it's about Trump, then by all means, keep it hidden. If you're talking about Trump behind my back, just go for it, because I know I don't want to read it anyway. And I know a couple of you are doing that, at least, and I definitely know one person is. Fine, then just hide that stuff from me. You should be embarrassed about your Trump stuff, because I'll just get on there and start tearing it apart, and you don't want that. It's ugly. It just gets ugly. And you should be embarrassed. Just keep your racist, bigoted Trump people all together on your Facebook. That's where they belong. I don't know how I got in the mix. Believe me, you don't want me there. But I just, you can't see some of my posts either. So did you know that? Yeah, you think you can, but you can't, because I got the heads there for the friends, which doesn't mean what you think it means. You think all my friends can see it. Well, you're wrong. Okay.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, well, I don't think jerk is even the right word. I prefer a vile piece of garbage. Okay, do you know who that is? Because the only person worse than Donald Trump right now, to me, is Larry Nassar. That guy. Oh, man. You know what? He's that pervert that was the doctor for the Olympic team, for the gymnastics, the girls. He's a sick person. He's evil. He's awful. I mean, he needs to be totally locked up, never let out. And death is too good for him. He needs to, I mean, I know you can't torture people because it's not like Saudi Arabia or something, but he needs to just be in solitary and like staring at four walls forever and no, you know, other people around him. What do you call that? You know, GP, general population. No. I don't think so. Although if he could be like injured by someone else, be like shanked or something, I think they call it. Okay, maybe then. And what about these people in California that had 13 kids and some of them weren't even kids? Because I don't think 29 years old is a kid. That's like an adult, probably. You know, after 18 is anyhow, I think, legally. Yeah, you can vote. You can smoke. Can't drink. But anyway, so these people, they're weird looking. I mean, they're like, ugh, that guy's haircut? What is going on? I don't even understand. For years, they did this to their children, left them chained up and tied up and in conditions where there was smelliness and ate cake in front of them. I mean, these are evil, evil, evil people, okay? And again, death is too good for these people. You can't. I mean, maybe push them off a cliff. I think there's definitely a list of people that need to go off the cliff, as I've said before. But maybe in cases like this, they should live in the same condition that they have their kids live in, okay? Tie them up, chain them up, and the same exact thing forever. That's your life. But you know, we're America and we can't operate that way because we are not supposed to be as bad as the people that do these things. Okay, we got to rise above and, you know, humane, so forth. That's why lethal injection, it's humane. You don't just chop their head off. Okay, in France with guillotines, they used to do that. Now, is it a guillotine or a guillotine? That's another thing I really want to know. Did I ever ask Ron that? I don't remember. But anyway, but if you make them live in squalor, they've already been living in squalor pretty much. Part of their house, they must have smelled it. So, I mean, what could you do to these people? Again, all of them need to be just locked up, throw away the key. There's no appeal. There's no parole. There's no pardon. Can you imagine if Donald Trump pardoned one of these weirdos? Ah, he can't. You know what? Let me just say this. I just thought of this. If Donald Trump pardoned the weird people in California that are evil with strange haircuts, his base would still love him. Oh, well, I'm sure he had a reason. Oh, you know what? Those people are as bad as them then. Oh, I can't even talk about this. In other words, I'm going to have to call it a night. I was going to talk about Tom Petty a little bit and the fentanyl overdose, but you know what? That's another tragedy. And let's just end it here on a low note. Like the whole show is pretty much. I mean, there's a little humor here and there, but anyway, so I'll be back in a week or so. You know, I'm definitely going to be watching the Olympics and definitely be commentating on that because I have to. Not play by play, but you know what? I'll speak about it in case anything happens there. It's Pyongyang, something in South Korea, the good part. Okay? All right then. Until next time, good people. Peace out. It's gone, yes, it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone. Dress.